of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Monday, the 31st of August. That's it. August is gone after today. August 2020, wow. I should say. 7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I am here with, and Linda is, here's where Linda is. Linda's taking the dog to the vet this morning for an appointment. And then, Eagle Eye Painting's coming back and they're, you know, there's some, you know, a lot of times when you paint a whole house, some things need to be touched up. And boy, I tell you what, Dan Scott got right on that. And, you know, he's got a guy coming over at 10 o'clock today and he said, hey, look, well, don't worry about it. We'll just take care of this. You know, it's like, you know, for considering how long it had been since that house had been painted, and it's a wooden frame house there that they had to take down to the wood in many places and everything that they were doing. I mean, it was a tremendous amount of work, and so you kind of expect a few spots, but he just, no problem. Let me fix that, buddy. And so they're coming back today too. So that's where Linda is. But good morning to everybody, and good morning to Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
And Sue, she's hanging around here someplace.
Yep.
Yep. What day is this?
We're looking at National Diatomaceous Earth Day and Trail Mix Day.
Wait a minute. Diatomaceous Earth Day?
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Diatomaceous, it means, I believe it has lots of little tiny ancient fossils in it, and so it's really rich and good for planting, as I understand it.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the calcium and the nitrates and the stuff that plants like.
You just pulled that right off the top of your head.
Remember last time I was here and Shasta College came on?
Yeah.
The oceanographer Earth Sciences guy, Randy Reed, I took his class.
Really?
So
you knew? Oh, well,
but
you know
it
what?
Was a decade ago, so do not blame him if I got it wrong.
No, it sounds
but that's
right.
My, that's
sounds
my understanding right. of.
And
of
the other one is the
Trail Mix Day, which is a little easier to pronounce.
Oh, okay. I feel safer around the diatomaceous earth than I do the trail mix. But okay, now, what's it look like for weather and fires around here?
Hot and hazy, lots of smoke. We are looking at the August complex, which is in the Mendocino National Forest, has burned almost 250,000 acres with 18% containment. The one that's caused a lot of evacuations lately is the Elkhorn Fire. That's also in Tehama County. Caused some, at one point, evacuations in Shasta County because it was right near that border. But those evacuations have been lifted. Containment is at 40%, and that 40% is on the population side for the most part. So they've lifted a lot of evacuations over the summer or over the weekend on that particular fire. As far as weather, we are seeing a lot of smoke from those fires, so we will have haze for the next few days. It's actually listed on my chart here, but we are looking at highs over triple digits for the entire week. With tomorrow being the warmest at 116, but about 103 for most of the week.
Wait a minute, 116?
Sorry, 106.
Okay, thanks.
Mental typo here.
Yeah.
Yeah, 106.
Well, no, when you said, because, you know, it's been 116 here before, but I didn't remember seeing that in the, okay.
We are looking at heat, so make sure you stay inside, but our overnight lows, especially tonight into tomorrow, are going to be around 70 degrees. Those are going to be warmer because we have those north winds that are keeping our overnight lows pretty high. But we should have a little bit less smoke by the end of the week, according to this. But it's still going to be really, really hot.
Well, the Tehama Glen County fire is like, what, 200,000 acres?
Yeah. That one's in the Mendocino National Forest.
Okay.
And that one's at 238 currently, and
18% containment. 238,000. Okay. Wow.
That is called the August complex, if you wanted to look it up
okay.
from wherever you are.
All right. And that's Tehama and Glen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Hey, the weather reports and the fire reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. What did you do over the weekend?
Well, we got a couple more episodes recorded for the podcast. We are really excited about this coming series for September. Linda actually came in and was kind enough to let us interview her. So
that was Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I spent most of Sunday after I got off here in the back room editing that because our first speaker for September, the episode airs on Thursday. And he was very verbose. turns out people who like guns talk a lot about guns. So our 10-minute episode before it was cut was like 50 minutes long. So that
people that like guns talk about guns.
Yeah.
Especially if they're around other people that like guns.
Yep.
I mean, they come, you know, and there's things that, you know, they talk about. We had a dinner, or we went to a dinner Saturday, and we were talking about different types of firearms, you know, how hard they are to get, but you know, there's a gun shop getting in a number of guns this week, and all of a sudden the conversation turned to Glocks, a pistol that has been carried by many in the law enforcement and the military community for decades. So yeah, no, I can understand that.
It's interesting how people get very opinionated about that particular brand of guns.
And really, a gun is nothing more than a tool.
Mm-hmm. And he said the same thing.
Well, it's true. I mean, and you have different tools for different different uses. I mean, whether it's a concealment or if it's a range, maybe, shooting on a range. And then, of course, rifles, and different types of rifles, and then shotguns. You know, people, why do you need, you know, why do you need 30 guns.
I don't need a reason to need,
you know,
30 guns.
I don't need 30 guns. I have 30 guns. You know, I mean, I don't have 30 guns. But, you know, I don't need a reason. I have one. I have the right to own
as many
guns, really, as I want. And the ammunition that goes with it. You know, so, you know, it's like, it's, you know, why ask a woman why she has 15 pairs of shoes? I mean, because she has shoes for different, you know, different reasons.
Outfits,
you know,
different
for a different outfit, a different maybe this is for going, you know, this is for being in heels all day, and maybe this is for being in heels for a couple hours, you know, which are not quite as comfortable as all day heels. You know, I've stopped trying to figure that out.
Me too.
But I stopped trying to figure that one out probably 50 years ago, and
yeah,
I still bring it up every so often, and you know, to my utter despair afterwards. But you know, it's the same thing about guns. You start questioning people about guns, and you know, well, you know what, I go hunting, and I like to use this type of gun if I'm shooting, you know, shooting longer ranges, this one if I'm pig hunting, and this one, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on. When I guess indeed you could say that there's probably one or two rifles out there that could do most of that work, unless you're hunting in Africa.
If they're rifles, it'll be difficult to conceal.
Well, they don't go. And we're going to take a quick break here because somebody asked me, how did the dinner go? And I am more than happy to,
yes.
You know, just as a bring up is that we go to at One Safe Place, had a soiree last year at the Sheraton. And in it, they auctioned off a dinner at our house. Well, two groups of people bought the dinner at our house at an extravagantly high price. And the first dinner was Friday night. And a big shout out to J.L. Mazur, who is the one that put it together, that bought the dinner. Her husband, Paul, of course, is the head cardiac surgeon at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So we had 10 ladies over Friday night.
Yeah, Linda was saying it was quite an adventure.
It's an adventure, and we'll talk a little bit about it when we come back. But this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has one of the heroes during this COVID-19, and we're going to be talking about how we've lifted some of the restrictions on us and what it looks like. But you know, when it came to the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, where people were just literally, their businesses were getting ready to die out there, or would have if it hadn't been for the PPP, the Cornerstone Community Bank stood up. They had, they literally saved, gosh, thousands of jobs, probably a couple hundred businesses at least, funneled through from the government millions of dollars to save these businesses. And then when they were helping their own customers, they reached out to other people that were needing help and helped them too. They weren't even customers. They weren't customers then. They're probably customers now. So you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. You can stop by one of their locations at 192 Hartnell Avenue or 1845 California Street. 192 Hartnell Avenue is the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. They're still moving Local Dreams forward, and now we're starting to open up Shasta County, and we'll get to that after this break.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. No, I'm here for the party. And I.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning with veterinarians and house painters and all this. You know what? Maybe I'll do that. I'll take Kale Killer in and I'll stand there and show the guy where, you know, the spots, and then I'll go lay down.
And then Linda and I, we can talk about National South Carolina Day.
Yeah. Well, she's not like me. She doesn't lay down. She finds things to do. I'll just go crash in a chair. Hey, welcome back. It is 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Is there anybody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst? No. Let's just say it right up front. No. Jeff's been doing this a long time. He's been through a variety of different schools. He has learned how to repair windshields. He brings them inside. He puts them in a controlled atmosphere. He has the special stuff. What is it? The special sauce that can, not only does it seal a chip smaller than a dime, or gosh, even smaller than that, it also fixes cracks over 2.5 feet in length, and it lasts. It lasts for a long time. He guarantees his work for life. There's nobody that wants your family to be safer when they're driving to make sure your windshield's safe than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He gives great service there. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Sonny asked me about the dinner, and I talked a little bit about it. So what happens is it's a dinner for 10 people, and I had this one dinner planned, but after practicing it, realized that this probably wasn't the dinner to serve the 10 ladies that were coming. It was more of a dump it all on the table type of dinner, and everybody reaches in.
And that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it is, but it just wasn't for this group. So we changed the menu totally, and then Linda and I started preparing it. With gazpacho, it's a creamy cold soup. And then from there to a salad, to a peach sorbet to cleanse your palate, and then chicken parmesan, crispy chicken parmesan with garlic mushrooms, and then a berry and cream parfait dessert.
I don't think I've had a chicken parm with mushrooms. I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, you know what? It was one of the things that was, you know, it was, it said, could, you know, it could go along with it, to accompany it, and it's usually other things, but we tried it, and it worked out really good. Anyway, but the ladies are just outstanding. They're such nice people. And these are people that are doing things like Girls Inc., work out at Shasta College, they're nurses, they're, you know, physician's assistants. I mean, it's just really a really good group of ladies. And I just, I cooked and cooked and cooked. And, you know, they were very patient because it took me like another 30 minutes, but we learned that we've had these dinners before, and there's usually been four of us. When there's just two of us, it takes longer, you know, because we both have to serve, and we're doing, because we do everything for them. And then, of course, you know, JL brought wine, and we had wine and champagne, and the ladies all brought something, and then, I mean, it was just a really, really fine night. But oh my gosh, you know. Each person has three glasses at least, you know, three plates, you know, parfait. It just went on and on.
I heard that sorbet went really well with champagne.
Oh yeah, a mango sorbet with champagne in the, you know, with it, you know, to kind of cover it up. It seemed to go over very well. In fact, maybe I could have just served sorbet for the rest of the night and saved myself a lot of time. So, anyway, it was a big success, and we want to thank again JL Mizur and for being the one that hosted this, and for everybody that attended last night. And it was all for one good reason. It was for helping One Safe Place, and I think it was appropriate that we had One Safe Place on our show Friday. And she talked about in the last month, they've had a 40% jump in calls, increase in calls in the last month. And she herself had been on three. She's on the sexual assault response team. that she was on three of them last week, where, in this case, all women were had been sexually assaulted, and that they, she's there to assist in helping the woman, I guess the word would be cope with this, while this is going on, because there's evidence collection, there's all types of things that are that's rough, but she was there for that. And so, you know, all of our 501s, all of ours, Haven Humane, One Safe Place, Turtle Bay, all of these, they depend a lot on fundraisers, and they just haven't been able to have fundraisers this year because of COVID. You know, the United States Marine Corps Birthday Ball, which is held under any conditions in every climb in place on November 10th, we had to cancel this year. Not because we didn't, not because we were saying, hey, we're not going to have it. It was the fact that you couldn't find a place that was going to be open that would allow you to have it.
So how many people do you, if you kept it small, how many people would you have there?
Well, what we're going to have is we're going to have our group that our board of directors, I guess you could call it, all of us, you know, military. You know, it's not just Marines. It's also Navy is in there. That we're going to have our own, and it'll be probably about 16 people.
Okay.
And, you know, but, you know, you've got to find a place that you can put 16 people in. And, in, you know, that we could, you know, that we can do that. You know, we thought about taking it to another place, but then the logistics of it just becomes too hard, mm-hmm. you know, to cook. I mean, we have we have 300 people show up for this thing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people to try and move around. And, so it was just.
If you kept it under like 100, you could just call it a protest.
No.
Right? And then you can have that.
No,
many?
No, we could have 300 and call it to protest.
Okay.
I mean, no, you're not limited on how many people are at a protest. I'm sorry. No, you can have as many people as you want in a protest. But if you want to go to church, then you're limited.
So,
but the protest, yes. Church, no.
Is that because there's a roof? Is that what the logic is there? Or is there just not logic there?
We're going to talk about that. we're going to talk about logic and everything, because now the new numbers that have just come out that is sweeping through the nation is that it's like, and we want to talk about this after the break. They're saying like 9,000 out of 182,000 people dead from quote COVID, only 9,000
COVID
were killed,
was the only cause.
COVID only cause. In other words, COVID, there was no underlying conditions. There was nothing there that COVID could have, you know, exacerbated. They just died of COVID. Their number's around 9,000. Then we're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. You know, when all this stuff is going on, if you can get a good night's sleep, at least you can face the next day ready to go. And sleep, you know what, you know, we talk about how people are becoming kind of emotionally strained and their emotions are kind of overrunning them. Well, sleep can prepare you to be more balanced emotionally. You know, the more sleep you get, unless, of course, it goes over the 12 hours a day, probably, the better sleep, more sleep you get. 7 to 8 hours of sleep is good for your general health and well-being. And Sleep Number has been rated by Consumer Reports as the top two mattresses in its category. The thing about it is, though, is that the Sleep Number beds have different types of the beds. One's a Sleep Number Smart Bed, 360 Smart Bed, that adjusts to you as you move during the night. And right now, Sleep Number is having a big sale. The biggest sale of the year when all beds are on sale. For a limited time, save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing available today. Through today at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, right next to the vitamin shop. You know, we've had the Sleep Number bed for 5 years. We love it. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45, but you can adjust it to anything you like. We've never slept better than on Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
In Napoli, where love is free, fits your eye like a bigger pizza pie. That's amore.
Shasta College Community Speaker Series proudly hosts a talk by Fox News panelist and NPR political correspondent Mara Lizon via online webinar on September 10th at 6 p.m. Ms. Lizon will provide an engaging evaluation of American politics and the 2020 upcoming election, followed by a Q&A session. The event is free and open to the public. Get your tickets at maralizon.eventbrite.com. This event is a joint effort by the Shasta College Foundation, the McConnell Foundation, and the Women's Fund. For more information, please visit www.shastacollege.edu/foundation or maralizon.eventbrite.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Say hello. Get in there. Get in a little tussle with each other. You know, we're used to it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the home of the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Though this allows the doctor to have a 3D view, gives them a much better precise imagery and tools for surgeries, which means that you have less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. And some of the outpatient or some of the inpatient procedures before now are done on an outpatient basis. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, let's talk about COVID-19. Over the weekend, this thing exploded that said there's been 9,000 people that died from 9,000 plus. Don't hold me right to the figures, but it's about that. 9,000 plus have been killed, have died strictly from COVID. Well, that means another 172,000 have died from COVID-related incidents. So, in other words, if a person died from strictly COVID, nothing else, no other underlying conditions, they weren't hit while they were riding their motorcycle, any of those things, it's 9,000. So, that means the rest of them had underlying causes that COVID exacerbated, and it killed them because of this. Now, I can see where people are going, wait a minute, hey, if it's only COVID-related. But COVID, and I gave a great example of this the other day of my daughter and the nurse. She was helping somebody that she was attending somebody that was on their last legs right then. That had cirrhosis of the liver, and it spread through her body. She was dying, would have been dead in less than a month. But she got COVID, and COVID is what killed her. So whether it is she would have been alive had it been for COVID. Talking to our doctor that from Shasta Regional that had had treated the first COVID patients over at Shasta Regional and that had died. And he said, yes, they were old. They had underlying conditions, but COVID killed them. COVID's the reason they died. So I guess I can understand where people are saying, well, COVID only killed 9,000 people. Well, COVID-related, COVID is what killed the other people also.
The difficulty is finding if someone would have survived without having gotten COVID. And that's really where the line should be, but you can't.
Yeah.
It's difficult to find that after.
As the doctor said, even though these people had really underlying conditions, they would be alive today. This was back, several months ago. He said they'd be alive today if it wasn't for COVID. So that tells you is that even if their life had lasted another month and they were on their way out, COVID is what did it. It added that, it added the extra sauce or whatever it is that killed them. It went to their lungs. It finished them off. I guess is what you would say. It was kind of like the coup de grace. It finished them off. Now, one of the things I was looking at the CDC today, and I'm looking at the number of cases of people that have died. And this is the latest. The latest is 822. So last week, and it's the number of deaths, all deaths involving COVID-19. There's been they're saying 168,000. I thought it was up to 180,000. I don't know where. And this is from the CDC. When you take it down, you can see it went up to 10,000 on April, 16,000 in April, 17,000 in April. For that week, and then you take it down to now, and then it was at 7,500, then down to 7,000, then down to 6,200, and on the 15th of August, it was 4,380, and last week, it was down to 1,400 people. So, we are either less people are getting it or they're, whatever it's doing. Week ending date in which the death occurred. And then all deaths involving COVID-19. So, bottom line is that it seems like the number of people dying is dropping dramatically. And the fact is that people that die from COVID only without underlying causes is really low when you compare it to like the flu, which is killing thousands of people.
I want to just say the flu. One of the numbers the Sovereign Minds team gave yesterday was 60,000 people died from influenza during the same time period.
Yeah, we'll see. I've got here deaths involving pneumonia with or without COVID, excluding influenza deaths. So and that was 173. Deaths involving COVID-19 and pneumonia, excluding influenza, 74,000. All deaths involving influenza with or without COVID was 6,600. So, and then you've got, you know, you start adding them all up. But see, here's what they do is they split these numbers and they parse numbers so that you're really not sure. Okay, so only 9,000 people died of COVID only, but still, 170,000 plus have died because of the results of having COVID. So, you know, it's very, what they've done is they've made this very confusing. They should just be able to say, this many people died from COVID only. This many people died from COVID related to their death. That's, just you only need two lines there. And maybe a third line that says how many people died from the flu only, not with COVID, because you keep adding, and changing numbers around, just the flu or influenza. So, okay. It's just, to me, and then it leads to things like this whole mask thing. But there is good news. The governor has opened up. Has kind of relented on some of the counties, so we are in the number two group, which is moderate. And what's that mean? The governor allowed us to start going back to work and opening things. We're moderate or at the orange level, and the modifications are starting today. Restaurants can open up again, a dine-in, maximum 50% capacity or 200 people, whichever is fewer. Places of worship, maximum 50% capacity or 200 people, whichever is fewer. Museums, maximum 50% capacity. Movie theaters, 50%. Family entertainment centers and indoor playgrounds, bowling alleys, climbing walls, 25% capacity. Gyms and fitness centers, including indoor pools, 25% capacity. Card rooms, 25% capacity. Wineries, 25% capacity or 100 people. Brew pubs, breweries, bars, pubs, and distilleries, they don't serve food, open outdoors only. So now people can open up again. And if I was a restaurant owner and I was getting ready to open up today, bringing all my people back in, say, okay, it's going to be 50% of the, of the tables, just like we did before. What would your biggest fear be, Ashley? What would your biggest fear be opening up today?
That I'm going to completely restock, they're going to shut it back down again.
Because
another $20,000 down the toilet.
But it gives the state the final word on it. He didn't push it down to the counties.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the state more power.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. So.
Yeah, when you mentioned movie theaters, I checked our local movie theater in Reading, and they don't have anything listed as far as any show times, at least through the October 12th. That's where the last one that I can click on.
Mm-hmm.
There are no tickets available between now and then. So.
Well, AMC is opening up. I don't think this one belongs to the AMC chain.
This one's Cinemark, yeah.
Cinemark. Anyway, so we're open again as long as the governor lets us be open. So, and as they all said last time, you know what? Okay, we closed down, but don't open us up and shut us down again. You know, don't do that. It's impossible. It's impossible to keep a business going. It's impossible to keep our people employed. And the PPP, as everybody well knows, is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. So, has there been a change in the amount of money coming into every place? Probably. There's some places that are just overrun with business, like Alliance Heating and Air and other places that they're doing a lot of work because this is the time of the year they do a lot of work anyway. But the, some places like the restaurants that employ a whole lot of people and make a lot of people happy, they're good businesses. They're just teetering out there. So mm-hmm. let's get out there and let's support our local restaurants Well, I can't say support your local bar because they're not open yet. They're only open outdoors. So, okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'll be okay here. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping a variety of people, all of our, you know, all of our citizens here, all everybody that lives here in Shasta County and the surrounding area. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. I just got a note from Shannon Phillips that said, hi, Carl. South Parking on Block 7 opens today. That's the parking spaces down there right across from, it's on Placer in California. And they're going to have 75 places open and plus alley parallel parking. That's good news for the post office, saloon, and restaurant there. Of course, enjoy the store and all those places down there. Now there's parking. And Dash starts September 8th. That's the shuttle that gets people back and forth to all the businesses. Parking gives you park further away, and it's as Shannon says, good signs for downtown. It really is. Let's talk about Kenosha. Kenosha, there they had riots down there after the shooting of Jacob Blake. I-5 was going to riot over somebody being killed, and the circumstances, it just me, it wouldn't be Jacob Blake. He has a long record. The police were trying to arrest him. They tased him twice. He went back in his car. He was carrying a knife, and he got shot. And he got shot seven times. And you say, why did he shoot seven times? Because if he had a knife in him and he'd been using a knife on him or was reaching in for a knife, which is what they thought, according to police reports, they shoot until there's no longer a threat. Well, the fact is he's still alive. He's, you know, that he seems like he's maybe paralyzed from the waist down. And people were all upset because he was cuffed. He was cuffed because he's wanted for outstanding warrants, you know, sexual assault, all these other things. But that's why he's cuffed to the bed. It has nothing to do with the shooting. It's he was being arrested for outstanding warrants. Plus the fact that they'd had a report that he was assaulting people there and was trying to take a car and all this. But then afterwards, the riots that started, which eventually ended up in Kyle Rittenhouse shooting three people, killing two people, shooting a third, which is, you know, then it got people, if you look at social media again, and I didn't even put comments down on social media this weekend. I don't look at social media from, like, Friday at about 11 o'clock till Sunday. Maybe Sunday in the evening just to see. And this is where it was running, you know, running rampant about how many deaths from COVID, but also the Rittenhouse had, you know, his 17-year-old brought firearms across state lines to get into gunfights. Well, no weapon, no firearm crossed state lines. They've already established that. He didn't get his gun from his mom, as people were saying. And that of the 129 people arrested as of yesterday, 100, you know, for rioting, 103 of them were out-of-towners. So he came from a town like 20 to 30 miles away. He, I guess this is, Kenosha was more, is a major town. So, should he have been there? Probably, as he looks back, he wishes he hadn't there gone there. If you look at the, did he murder those people? I don't know about the first one. I didn't see anything about the first one. The second one, he was being chased by people with firearms and, who shot at him. And he, so when he got knocked down and was attacked, he used his firearm and he shot one in the arm. The guy with the gun, and there's a lot of photos of him holding the gun, holding the pistol, shot him in the arm and shot another guy in the chest that had the skateboard that was attacking him. Now, this, you're attacking somebody with a skateboard. There was somebody else that shot somebody in another state. He was being attacked with this 4-foot-long skateboard and had him down, was beating him, and the guy shot him. That was found to be, I believe, self-defense. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there, and I am not going to. I don't know if he shot in self-defense. I don't know if he shot, you know, what happened, because I wasn't there, and I have not listened, I have not seen any of the investigative reports. But I know one thing is that I would imagine Kyle Rittenhouse wishes he had not gone down there right now. Which leads to other things, too. In one of the online news magazines, they talk about how the author's fear of civil war here, and that all these militias are arming up, and that what's that mean? Are they going to take on the police, and how frightened they are? And look what happened during the protest down on Court Street. All those people were there. Then all those militia that were there looking at them with disdain. You know, I'm still pouring over everything that happened that night, and I didn't see one incident. And it was because, of course, according to the authors, that the BLM protesters just ignored the provocative remarks of the militia. Well, again, I go point out there was not only was there no violence, they all kind of like linked arms and walked down the street and sang God Bless America or the national anthem. The 1,500 people that gathered in Caldwell Park, there was, again, no problems. Have we had any violence? Actually, if I see something, if I miss something, have we had any violence around here?
Not is political.
But the social media here, and especially this does the community no good to stoke fears of things that haven't happened, that have not happened. Because you think it could happen. Oh, gosh, we got to. And what about the police? Well, of course. And then the author of this online piece thoroughly disapproves of Sheriff McGrinney and Chief Schuler of the Reading Police Department. Oh, they're the ones that invited them. Well, they didn't invite them. And I thought that's been disproved. But this article was not something that helped any situation in any way, in any mean or manner, to write something like this, stoking any fears that some people have or saying things that are on the verge of, well, all of this is opinion. And she has every right in the world to write it. I would never say you can't write that. Of course you can. But is it something that does the community any good? I mean, if you're talking about things that do the community good, and one of them is keeping the militia away, I mean, this has to go two ways here, in my opinion. I see other things that say, well, I don't feel safe. Well, why don't you feel safe?
Because they don't have a gun.
Well, it could be. But, you know, some people are saying they don't feel safe. You know, my level of fear in Reading is probably about on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably like a minus 2.
Yeah.
I said minus 4 when I wrote back. But other people have more fear. And they have more fear because of what? That people are going to harass them, you know. But the bottom line is, has it happened? Have they been harassed? Have they had people come up? Now, I have had friends that have said when they're wearing their mask, some guy comes up and will yell at them about wearing a mask. And what I've noticed that everybody that makes this comment, these are women that are making these comments, and it's usually some guy comes up and is yelling at him for wearing a mask. Am I drawing some kind of conclusion here that the guys are picking on women to yell at and not men?
Picking on the wrong woman, then.
Well, that could be, but these are, you know, they go, oh, geez, okay, fine, just get out of my life, and they move on. You know, if a person wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. You don't have to harass them.
So I actually had this particular encounter at Winco a couple weeks back now. And I basically told them, hey, I don't like the masks either, but the business owner is requesting it.
There you go.
Shirts and shoes and service, then masks are part of that too. Then I will wear a mask because the business owner says it, not because the government says it.
Yeah, that's it. And you want to go in because it's the business that says it's the hierarchy in the business. You know, they're following the rules. And if you want to go in there and push it, I don't understand that concept. I don't understand that concept either. However, people have done that, and they refuse to sell them the food, and off they go. But there's no violence associated with it. You know, you can say, well, I thoroughly disagree with them doing that at Sprouts. Well, I thoroughly disagree with a lot of people doing things, but hey, it's all right. It's all right. Okay. We have one of the candidates for city council is joining us right if we get back from these messages.
We'll give it a shot. Oh, halfway there. Oh, The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he wants to thank law enforcement and the National Guard, and that's why he will visit Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow, whether Governor Tony Evers wants him there or not. The city has been shaken by rioting following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The president writes on Twitter, "If I didn't insist on having the National Guard activate and go into Kenosha, Wisconsin, there would be no Kenosha right now." Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden expected to discuss Kenosha later today, but not in Wisconsin. He's scheduled to campaign in southwestern Pennsylvania. Portland, Oregon's Mayor Ted Wheeler blaming President Trump for the rioting in that city. Mr. Trump calls Wheeler a wacky radical, adding that the people of Portland and people everywhere want law and order. A weekend clash between rioters and backers of the president left one person dead in Portland.
Police say the shooting happened Saturday night. There were numerous fights between the caravan of 600 vehicles and the protesters who've held nightly demonstrations since the police killing of George Floyd. A freelance AP photographer saw medics working on a white man wearing a Patriot Prayer ball cap, which is a right-wing group that has frequently clashed with protesters in Portland. Caravan organizers had posted on Twitter that attendees should only carry concealed weapons. In a speech at the Republican National Convention, Trump referenced Portland as a liberal city overrun with violence. I'm Julie Walker.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says restoring power in hurricane-battered parts of the state will not be easy, and it won't happen fast. The governor says getting the lights back on could take a while. 94% of those who died from COVID-19 suffered underlying conditions. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Wall Street, the Dow down 182 points, NASDAQ up 66. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our faith and family mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A post-election crackdown goes on in Belarus.
Belarus, shaken by 3 weeks of massive protests against its authoritarian president, has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters. Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists who were covering the protests have been deported to Russia. The AP's Belarusian journalists had their press credentials revoked. The Belarusian Association of Journalists said accreditation rights have also been taken away from 17 Belarusian media workers. Criticism over the crackdown came from both media outlets and governments. Protesters say the results of the August 9 presidential election were rigged and are calling for President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country since 1994, to resign. I'm Sarah Bassett.
History in the making today with the first ever direct commercial flight between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. News and analysis at townhall.com. Residents of this state could be in line for added Medicaid benefits.
Healthcare advocates are renewing a push for Medicaid expansion in Mississippi. This comes amid victories in conservative states like Missouri and Oklahoma. Although state GOP leaders have long opposed the program, supporters say COVID-19 is changing the way some people are approaching the subject. Many people are jobless in Mississippi and need health care. Also, hospitals there are suffering financially.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. He was 29 years old, a St. Louis police officer who died after being shot while responding to a call of a shooting on the city's south side. A second officer was shot and wounded. Police say the gunman broke into a house, ordered the family out, then barricaded himself inside. A suspect's in custody. The police chief says it's part of a surge of violence in the city this summer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR. KCNR1460.com. Today, the last day of August 2020, I've just totally lost control of the whole year. Well, really, I keep thinking it's March.
It's been 16 years since March.
Since March 3rd, right. 8:05 in the morning news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. They're at that front line there fighting the COVID. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. And what's the weather look like today, Ashley? Hello? Oh, she's on the line. The weather today, I can do that. I am prepared to do the weather today. Today, it's a high of 103 today. It's hazy, widespread haze, areas of smoke before 11 a.m., sunny and hot with a high near 103. North wind 9 to 15 miles per hour, gust as high as 23. Tonight, widespread haze with a low around 69. Tomorrow, a high near 106, sunny and hot. Again, we have the haze due to all the fires we have going on around here. Tuesday night, it's going to still be hazy and with a low around 66. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 103. Thursday, same. Friday, down to 100. And Saturday, up to 106, all sunny and hot. But be prepared, be aware of the haze around here. If you have lung conditions, if you have things that can be exacerbated by the smoke, you might want to stay inside more today. And in any case, it's going to be so hot, make sure you don't leave anything in your car, that you want to have the same condition when you come back. Animals, people, chocolate, any of those. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, did we have somebody on the line, or they just called at that time?
They called, but they were unaware that we have a guest this hour. Okay. So I told them to keep listening and to call back when they can.
Okay. Hey, and speaking of whom, we have with us David Robbins, who is running for Redding City Council, and we're so happy that you're here with us, David.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good morning. So tell us who David Robbins is.
Sure. Well, I am a father of three, a gig delivery driver, and a student at Shasta College, pursuing my degree in sociology. I also organize and volunteer for several mutual aid actions around town. Most recently, I've been doing a free COVID relief grocery distribution program for working class families. There are many reasons why I'm running. A couple stories really stick out to me. So our families really enjoy doing community service type actions together. One day we had planned to do distribute food and storage items for some of the unhoused population in South City Park. We picked up my oldest daughter from school on our way to the park. And when we got there, my daughter had recognized a classmate who had walked from school to her family at the park. They had lost their home in the fire. I had to seriously think about what city we were leaving for our children. Last year, I saw an unhoused mom carrying her young baby about the age of my youngest son on her shoulders and thought, we need to get these folks housed. I started researching housing initiatives that had worked in other cities, some larger, some smaller than ours, and found that it's ultimately cheaper to provide housing to people than it is to keep doing what we're doing. I'll detail my plan for housing today, along with some other key positions I feel passionate about.
Okay. So I would say then is that you are a person that cares about the people. I mean, you care about all people, but especially sure. Those that are perhaps on the bottom, you know, that they're having a lot of problems in their lives.
Right.
Homeless.
Right.
And so do you believe that giving homes or housing for the mm-hmm. homeless will solve those problems?
I believe it will, yes. It's shown that when people are given a stable situation to recover from whatever traumas might have got them, led them there in the first place, and they're able to have a spot where they can clean up, otherwise get their lives in order, and they're more likely to maintain their housing situation. They're more likely to go out and seek employment services. They're more likely to go out and seek any medical attention that they might need, mental health or otherwise. When people have that springboard to jump off from, their success rates are higher, their recidivism is lower, they're less likely to be out there back on the streets. We run up quite an expensive tab keeping them on the streets from, like, emergency medical services. You have, like, law enforcement costs, incarceration costs, et cetera, court fees, all of that.
Well, does the should there be any bar that says if you we're just going to provide you housing no matter what, can they still do drugs? Can they still do those things that weaken them if we provide housing? If the society provides them housing, or should there be a something that says you've got to sign a pledge or something that says you're going to get off this and get into programs?
Sure. No barrier situations are really the way to go. It's proven in the cities that have housing first programs with no barriers that people are more likely to seek out the services to better their lives. It's all a matter of if you're recovering from a position where you're unhoused. If given the two choices between a hostile environment or an environment that maybe you can only stay in for a month at a time, or and just in general is not your space, you're going to have a harder time pulling yourself back up than if you're springboarding from a place where, it's stable. It's not going anywhere.
I understand that. But the I also understand is that there's a lot of pushback
mm-hmm.
on this, because it's kind of like, okay, we're going to provide you housing, but if you don't change your lifestyle, we're enhancing your ability to continue to destroy yourself.
I can see the argument behind that. But again, the data behind the Housing First programs has shown, 80% success rates contrasted with if you don't have a no barrier situation, if you don't have a housing first situation, the recidivism rates are much higher. So it's been proven to work in similarly sized cities. Amherst, Massachusetts is one of the ones we looked at. They actually have a lower population than Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at other cities that obviously have higher populations. But I really wanted to try to find small towns and see how those models worked. And they worked quite well.
Okay. Because I'm thinking of San Antonio's, their model,
mm-hmm.
and how they moved people in, but they did have a bar, and then from there they moved them into permanent housing and then into programs and all that San Antonio model. But that had a bar there. And then others, I think, was Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
had no bar. But you've obviously compared them there. I'm here with David Robbins, who is running for city council, and one of the things he wants to do is take a look and try in the homeless problem we have here in Reading. And one of the ways of doing that is provide housing for our homeless. We provide the housing, they move in, and then start the process. It must be a follow-up then. If they're in the homes, in the houses, then there's follow-ups from where?
Oh, yeah, there'll be follow-ups from, you know, local agencies, from, you know, varying social services agencies, you know, health and human services, whatnot. So, yeah, there is follow-up where, you know.
It's not just a standalone program is what you're saying.
Right, right. And it's working in conjunction with programs that already exist out there. You know, you can, with the state level, there's grants available that you can write for. And, you know, cities that wrote them, you know, they wind up getting them. That's the thing. There is money out there for this. The only thing that's missing is the political will to do anything about it.
Okay. I'm here with David Robbins. Like I said, he's an independent contractor. He's is a student over at Shasta College, a father of three, and as you say, a community organizer. The from your statement here, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers has been doing this for over 16 years, has been assisting people in need for over 16 years. Started at her kitchen table. Sharon Clark has grown this business into one of the premier help agencies, assistance agencies in all of California. All of her caregivers are licensed. All of them are well-trained. All of them have gone through background checks. There's nobody that she hires to put in your home that she would not have in her home. Right now, Sharon is looking for some really good people to come work for her because she's expanded out during this coronavirus, helping even more people. If you want to do something like this, if this is something you would like to become, an amazing caregiver that she has working for her, either full-time or part-time, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. That's Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages with David Robbins, candidate for Reading City Council.
To shelter those who need it, only have to sign your name, don't even have to read it. Would you help?
No. How about you?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is about 75 degrees out there right now. With the hazy, lazy days of summer, mainly hazy, it's going to go up to about 103 today. Depending on where you are in this town, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding with Henry and Rebecca are the proprietors there, and really good people. Of just an outstanding selection of jewelry ranging from estate to specially designed jewelry for your, you know, for every taste. All at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with David Robbins, who is running for Redding City Council. He's a Shasta County student, but he is older than that. He's also working. He's got three kids. And he would like to bring housing to the homeless here. But let's go into some other things that David wants to accomplish if he's elected. So go for it.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. Real quick, back on the housing point, I didn't mention the statistics, but on average, cities spend about $15,000 per person to keep individuals homeless, whereas the cities with Housing First programs spend about $7,500 per person to house them. And so that's where my claim of like, oh, it's going to save money. Mm-hmm. That's where that comes from.
I've seen those before. Okay. Those statistics before, but you know, I haven't delved down into them.
Sure.
So you know, okay. where does it, is it less social work? Is it less police find, you know, working them and all these things? So,
right.
Yeah. So I haven't, but I imagine that would have something to do with it. Okay. Now, David gets elected. You get coronated into the city council. You realize, of course, that they don't pay you for being on the city council. And they pay some, not even enough to take up the the abuse you're going to take. You know,
sure.
That, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's, I don't care who it is. Ask anybody on the city council, you immediately have already offended mm-hmm. half the people.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Okay. So once you're on the city council, what are some of the things you'd like to bring to the city council? What are some of the things you'd like to accomplish?
Sure. I would like to see an expanded public works program specifically tailored around the environment. Our city needs to become more sustainable, but also create new jobs. One way we can make this happen is by expanding public works to create a green public works program, which would include mass-scale weatherization of commercial buildings and residences to reduce energy consumption and maximize efficiency, establish public neighborhood gardens to increase community self-sufficiency and food security. And we also need year-round fire essential fire protection work, including but not limited to clearing out brush, dead material, other hazards, replanting native trees and plants, and restoring burn zones. So that's one way we can create jobs. Another thing I would support is a citywide minimum wage loosely based off of the MIT's living wage calculator, which would set around $20 an hour, which would, for 50% of the population would see an increase in their wages that they so desperately need. I mean, we all know how wages have been stagnating. Even though California has been gradually raising their minimum, it's still, for working families with children, it's still a struggle. Couple other things. I think we should support the Redding Rancheria's expansion. We should support their job creation. They are Redding's sixth largest employer. As such, of course, it's their land. That's the big point right there. But as such, we should support their expansion. We should support the good works they do in our community. And I know they've been facing a lot of resistance from the city council. That's something I'd like to change. I'm also interested in maintaining our separation of church and state. I know that's a hot issue around town as well. We can go into that more also. I'd like to incentivize.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Sure.
The separation. Does that mean if you belong to a certain church, you can't be a city council member?
No, not at all. It's mostly to separate our we want to maintain our city's independence from certain religious groups.
We're talking Bethel here specifically?
Sure. I mean, if you want to name names, sure.
Well, no, I don't mind because people need to know. So
right.
Does that mean if Bethel wants to give money to the DA or the police, that should not be accepted?
Well, so that's the whole problem with gifts versus a tax structure. And see, they've created different initiatives like Advance Reading or whatever, and that is Bethel affiliate, but it also advocates for their self-interest in the community. And if they're going to pay the city in one form or another, right? So right now it's gifts. They're giving gifts to the city. If we restructured some of their organizations like the Advanced Reading, we tax these kind of structures, well, then what happens is the people of the city of Reading would have the power versus their organizations that they put out there to affect policy and whatnot. I think the Civic Center should be returned to the city of Reading. I do think that donations to, say, RPD or the city in other ways should be returned, because it's kind of like you don't get something for nothing, right? You have to you'll have to be held to I guess whatever standards or whatever, whatever initiatives they put forth.
How about if the tribe donates? Can they donate?
Well,
they donate $250,000 or $200,000.
Right.
The DA.
I think the big difference is that they're not a religious organization. I firmly believe in the First Amendment, established the cornerstone of our democracy, separation of church and state. I believe it's important to maintain that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. Do you have a question?
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for coming forward. I wish more citizens would.
Thank you.
Have you read both the Constitution of the United States and of California?
Yes, I have.
Would you be prepared to stand up with your community if unconstitutional, either state or federal, were placed upon us? Will you stand up for us, the citizens?
May I ask what you're referring to about?
I'm referring. Will you stick with the Constitution?
Oh yes. Well, we're sworn an oath when we take out the paperwork to file that I will uphold and defend the Constitution. Yes.
Okay.
I definitely plan on doing so.
All right. Okay. And what would you have done if you were on the city council with the closure of our restaurants?
Okay. So we're talking about like the reopening process.
No, we're just talking about
I'm
how.
I'm talking about when they closed it without any notice.
The last time Governor Newsom on a Monday just said, I'm closing all the restaurants again. This was a couple months ago. I'm just closing without any warning or anything. And so Shasta County, who was in the moderate range to begin with, had to shut down all of their restaurants. Would you have gone along with that? I believe, isn't that what you're saying, Roberta?
It is, Carl, yes.
Okay. Would you have gone along with that or would you have fought it?
I would have consulted our local public health officials to see what we could do safely, given an informed medical decision. I think part of the whole reason this crisis has been exacerbated is that there's a breakdown in all levels of government. I mean, you see federal, state. All levels, so where it's kicking the decision down to us on the local level, right? Isn't our system supposed to catch big decisions like this at a higher level? So we're forced to make the call on a local level. So, yeah, I would consult our local public health officials and make a decision that's ultimately going to keep us safe, but also reopen responsibly. I believe in that, too.
Okay, hey, Roberta, we got to take a break here. Thanks for the phone call. Okay, 8:31 in the morning. I'm here with David Robbins, candidate for Reading City Council on this portion of the show. It's brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Who has been in the business for several decades. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do everything on appointments. You don't have to worry about your safety there since they've opened. There's 10 minutes in between each customer so that they can sanitize the chair and all the instruments, disposable aprons, everything that you can imagine, all at Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been working on appointments for over a year, so way before COVID started. So you can give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. This is the place to get your hair cut. All right, we'll be right back with David Robbins, candidate for Reading City Council.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 35 Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is having a class that they will provide not only the instruction, but the ammo for the class. And as you know, it's very hard to get ammo out there. But for a one class, you go to their website at usgunpro.com, get the information on it, or look for it on Facebook at Northern Firearms Instruction. And they are, for one class, they're going to provide the ammo all for that one price of instruction. So you don't have to worry about it then. Getting the ammo. It's the largest firearms training company in California, privately owned, and teaching in over 40 places. Begun right here in Redding, California, by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give him a call at 999-1822. I'm here with David Robbins, who is running for Redding City Council. And David is a little bit different, a different political stances, and you'll see most of the people that are running for city council, at least, that will admit it up front. They may have other agendas, but you don't know that until later. David wants to bring in housing for the homeless. He wants to have public works get more involved in things. He believes there should be a real clear separation between of church and state. In other words, that in this case, Bethel not be able to give gifts or donate to the city, to the police, or other places, a number of other things. Now, you've got a few other things, too, David. Let's get into those.
Sure. Thank you. Yes.
Did I catch those okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Doing great. A couple things. First off, I would like to see a creation of a citywide free public high-speed internet. In the year 2020, I believe it's absurd to not guarantee people internet access, students and workers who've been made to work remotely, especially in the context of COVID-19, parents of school-aged children, et cetera, can't do their jobs if they don't have internet access. I believe the city should establish a free public high-speed internet system for all.
Well, you know, that's one of the things Adam McElveen has been pushing since he first came aboard. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. And how can we not have broadband out to our rural areas, even though that you don't cover that here
right.
in the city? But how can we have that with distance learning, which is going to be a big thing here in the future? I mean, if you think this is over now, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, my daughter's school here is not in person. It's distance learning, right?
So what do you think about that? Do you agree with that? That do you think the school should be reopened?
I think they should be reopened in a way that's safe. I know that, like, other counties, I know Trinity County school system, they have resumed in-person classes, and they have precautions that they'll take.
Sure. Social distancing, masking if the kids
right,
are over.
Right,
right. UPrep has done that. They've opened up.
Okay.
And I think Anderson has. And I think Shasta High School is doing 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm. I think if you drop the classroom size or...
Yeah, right. Same thing as Simpson University is dropping the classroom size. Shasta College is, I think they're still doing... They've got a hybrid going on there. Opening schools is probably one of the most important things we can do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, the children need that social interaction.
Yeah.
They definitely do.
Okay. Well, okay. So broadband, I'm all for that.
Oh, yeah. We can move on to here's another thing kind of goes with. I think public utilities should be free to households making under 60K a year, and then we could adjust rates progressively along with income. And I calculated out here if we had a, let's say, if we had a $20 an hour a wage earner working 2,080 hours a year, which is considered a year full-time work by U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the annual wage of $41,600 for a family of two children, two adults, is less than twice the poverty guideline. I think anybody making such a minimal income, it's an incredible strain. It's an incredible percentage of their income. They're already spending on things like rent, which, again, I would support some measures of rent control to really benefit that bottom, you know, 50% stats for our city. A lot of people are just, you know, they don't have anybody advocating for these kind of assistances for them. They don't have anybody advocating for their interests. Even when you hear other candidates maybe talk about affordable housing, that affordable, quote unquote, is for 60K and above. So, like, if you're making under that, you can't really swing what they call affordable. So I'd like to adjust things down to account for, you know, for the least of us. That's how I'd like to see it.
Okay, I've got to ask.
Sure.
I just got to. Okay, $20 an hour, minimum wage. In a town of Reading size, where most of the people that are making, that are getting $12 an hour are working in service industries.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree on that?
Yes.
So the service industries, let's say restaurants and fast food places, are their percentages they make are very low, like 3% profit on, you know, this is how, you know, they go by bulk. Raising the cost of $20 an hour in a place like Reading would have a severe impact on businesses. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would. I'm approaching these issues on the side of the worker. I know in my work, I talk to restaurant workers all the time, and they're literally, especially now in COVID, they're literally putting themselves on the front lines, for a compensation which, you know, their rent takes up 50% of what they make. And you have, you know, employers like Walmart who deliberately pay their people low enough so that they qualify for government assistance and programs.
Mm-hmm.
They actively talk about that, too. If you talk to Walmart workers, they'll tell you that, you know, they promote that kind of program.
Yeah, so they get food stamps and those kind of things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I understand that.
So I'm approaching it from
that's
this
Walmart,
side of
though.
The...
I'm looking at... let's just say, a Subway.
Orchard?
Yeah, well, okay, we say Orchard Nutrition. It's been in business 32 years. They've had a lot of people that work for them a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So now you say you give them everybody there a $5 raise, because if you give your people stock and shelves $20, then you've got to give your managers another $5. I mean, this just isn't one group of people. This has to work its way all the way up through the line, right?
I mean, I would have to look at how much the managers are getting paid. Now, I know we're talking about local businesses now. I'll talk about Walmart just because I know about it, though.
Well, Walmart is a nation-based market. And even in Oregon, when they did this, when they raised the minimum wage, they just did it for Portland.
Mm-hmm.
They said other parts of the state, it's based on the average income and it's based on the, you know, like the GDP of that area. You can't just automatically give them $20 an hour. You've got to base it on where they live. If you live in Portland or San Francisco, yeah, go for it, because they have a lot of industry and they make a lot of money there.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be based on how much, you know, how much?
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I think if if the other costs of living were lower, then we wouldn't even have to attack wage, right? Like if rents weren't astronomical, as I've seen them skyrocket. For example, we were living in Anderson. We moved back up to Reddings, mm-hmm. live, you know, off and on around these parts, and we're able to get an $800 a month for two bedroom back 5 years ago. Now, that would be unheard of. I've seen studios and one bedrooms go for $1,000 or more. Especially, you know, two bedroom. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to get away with anything under $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we lowered all the other costs of living that people encounter, we might not have to attack wage at all. So it's a matter of, like...
But then it becomes things like, you said, rent control.
Right, right.
And part of the problem we have, we got to take a break.
Oh, sure.
Because I'm not an expert on any of these things. You know a lot more about this stuff than I ever will. Is like when we have House of Realty come in, where we usually have 2,000 houses in Shasta County for mm-hmm. sale. It's down to like 600 now.
Oh yeah.
And where are these people coming from? They're coming from out of area, and they're buying.
Right.
You know, from San Francisco and from Southern California, they're coming
up here
buying all this and driving prices up. My house is worth more now than it ever has been.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're going to sell it, but it's just what's going on right now.
Sure.
So. But this market can go down like we saw in 2008. It can just burst,
mm-hmm.
and then you get your two bedroom place for $500 a month because there's a plethora of them. Anyway, David Robbins is here, and David is, and I can tell where your heart is, David, and your heart is helping those who are at the, you know, if you look at the average salary here in Reading, it's what, 45,000 or something like that. You're looking at helping those people and mm-hmm. that and below. And what can we do as a government to help them?
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back. It's 8:48 in the morning, Monday, the 31st. We've lost August.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor, District 4. The coronavirus has disrupted much of our normal life in Shasta County. The virus is to be taken seriously for those at risk. However, closing Shasta County has had a severe economic impact on our local businesses and families, and keeping them closed is not the answer. It's time to open Shasta County now. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Isn't that from isn't that from Caddyshack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it, sorry.
One of my favorite movies. Obviously, David's seen it too. We sit there. You know, we were just talking about, it's Carl Bott, by the way. Welcome back to our show. 8:52 in the morning, 76 degrees, going up to 103 today. I'm sitting here with David Robbins, who is candidate for Reading City Council. David and I probably don't agree on a lot of things, politically. Maybe some things we do agree politically, but we both like Caddyshack. We can both sit here and have a conversation. We were thinking, if David and I can have a conversation and move forward from this, why can't everybody else?
Right.
I mean, we're not smarter than everybody else, are we?
No, I mean, probably not.
Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was like, you know, the people you know, my friends, and this is all out there too, where you can have a discussion with people that don't agree with you and you're still friends?
Sure.
And you can, or still you respect their thoughts, and can't we all just move on? Where do we lose that, David?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, well, I think the media definitely tries to keep us, you know, at each other's throats, instead of focusing on, you know, say the same four or five families that own all of our major corporations. So instead of focusing on them, we focus on each other. And, you know, yeah, I think that's what they want. I think we're kind of playing into their hands on that.
We do.
Yeah.
We just do. And every time, you know, I've said, okay, Carl, you're not going to make comments on social media. That lasts for about an hour.
Oh, sure, yeah. Don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments. Now, David's running for Reading City Council. Now, you know, David, your ideas would be like a utopia in many ways, would you say? You know, housing for everybody, you know, free utilities.
Perhaps in some way. I think the word utopia makes it painted out as unrealistic, where I think we absolutely have the means and the funds to make that happen.
Well, let's talk about funds. Right now, the city of Reading has a huge unfunded liability. due to paying the you know, the amount of money we've paid out over the years into the retirement system of California. And it's based on California making the right investments and bringing back a certain percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when that percentage drops at all, the counties and the cities have to pick up that slack.
Mm-hmm.
So we have millions in unfunded liabilities that we're on the hook for. What's your thoughts on that?
I would have to research that specifically to get more into that. Can you elaborate what you mean on the
unfunded liabilities that we pay for all of our retirees?
Mm-hmm.
Their regular retirement, their health and medical.
Sure.
It has gone up astronomically over the state for well over a decade. And so we're on the hook for, I think it's $230 million.
That we owe the state.
That we owe in CalPERS.
Oh,
owe to CalPERS, among other things like that. But it all has to do with this, with the cost of supporting that system. The whole thing was based on the fact all this money's paid in, it goes into investments, and if it makes 7%, it pays for everything, everybody's okay. We just pay a level cost. Well, it hasn't done that. So now there's more and more money added into the unfunded liabilities every year. Now, we can look at it like a mortgage, in
mm-hmm.
that we're paying it off this much a year, for 30 years, and we're going to be fine. However, if the amount of money that they make from their investments drops, that comes down on us, not on the state. It comes down on the counties and the cities to make up that difference. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of it's like an adjustable rate mortgage.
Okay.
I guess, is
yeah.
what I would say.
Yeah. I would question why they're kicking that down to the local levels. Especially when we don't. Our population is a lot smaller than other places in the state.
We're paying when our people retire, not everybody retires, by the way, at $150,000 a year. Some do, but many don't. Anyway, that's something to, and I'm not going to hold you on that even more than that, except that's something to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
What your thoughts are on these unfunded liabilities and the next time you're on.
Right,
I'll
right.
ask you about it.
And I know that, like my generation, we laugh about it. We're like, we're never going to be able to retire. Are you kidding us? You know,
I'm still working.
So, yeah.
But I work because I want to. Well, that's interesting. So you're the, were you involved at all with the Black Lives Matter protest here in town? They're gone. I mean, they're finished now.
Right. No, I didn't organize them, but I will say, yeah, I do support the idea of, you know, we got to get down to the bottom of, like, why are there so many extrajudicial police killings? I think that is a big issue. So I do believe that, yes, they are, they arose organically, to address that problem. I mean, if we're talking government overreach, I would say that,
that's one of the things that we were talking about. You believe there's way too much government overreach in our daily lives. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, okay. That is true. Yeah. I would like to see a situation where we expand democracy to all people. I talked to so many people. They're unsatisfied with the kind of the amount of power that they say they have over their lives. I'd like to see an increase to that. I think if anything, we should see creation of neighborhood councils where, you know, people can make decisions democratically over the issues that impact them directly. So that's definitely a part of.
Okay, now. We're here with David Robbins. David, how do people get a hold of you to get more information about David Robbins?
Oh, sure. You can visit my website at www.robbinsforreading.com, and that's four with the letter four. So Robbins, number four, reading.com. And then on there it has my email, and it has a cell phone number that I can be reached at. So definitely believe in talking to people. So many politicians don't talk to people. You know, they won't take their calls, or, you know, I'm willing to sit down with anybody. So,
Robbins for Reading City Council. Isn't it time for Reading's workers to have a voice? Okay. Hey, David, thanks so much for being with us today, and it won't be the last time. We'll get you in here again before Election Day.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Oh, of course. Yeah, glad to have you here. Hey, tomorrow at Simpson University, Wednesday, Chief of Police, Friday, Congressman LaMalfa. It's going to be a busy week this week. Everybody have a good day. Stay inside if you can. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.